Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck, and we've got a great lesson for you. We're coming to you from the iconic Herb's House in Dallas, Texas, which is a coffee shop, and yes, we would love for you to come here. And it's really kind of become our domain. We do the men's Bible study here. We do Steadfast Hope here. So it's kind of the epicenter of evangelicalism, Kent, in many ways. So
not really.
Yeah, but not really. So we are in 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 3. If you've got your Bible, turn with me to 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 3. I want to begin by reading this. Paul writes, Constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of our God and Father. Kent, there's a lot going on here in this verse. I've entitled this True Spirituality, because what we see here is some very important marks of true spirituality. When we read Paul's letters, there is a triad of virtues that he so often clusters together, and he does it at the beginning of many of his epistles, and it is faith, hope, and love as evidences of God at work in someone's life, as evidences of what I'm calling authentic godliness and true spirituality. And what we see here is spirituality, the pursuit of holiness, is never passive. It's very dynamic. It's a dynamic force. And so as we look at this, Paul is mentally locked in on these evidences of God at work in the lives of the Thessalonians. And it's this same triad of virtues that he notices. And so he says, constantly bearing in mind, number one, your work of faith. And what this means is faith that is producing work. Faith is the root and work is the fruit. And faith is always working. Faith is not passive. Faith is active, and it moves out, and it works and produces deeds and actions. And this faith is our belief in the Lord Jesus Christ and our ongoing continuing following of Christ and trusting Christ and looking to Christ. And if we're truly looking to Christ and trusting in Christ, there will be the evidence of works. And many times I think believers downplay the necessity of work in the Christian life. And work here is referring to our work for the Lord, our serving of Christ. And so true spirituality, there will be the evidence of our faith in work. God has made us in His image, Kent. And God is a working God every moment of every day, ordering the affairs of providence, answering prayer, keeping the universe in place, opening doors, closing doors, saving souls. We could just go on and on. God is working every moment of every day, and we're made in the image of God. And God has foreordained good works for us to walk in, Ephesians 2:10. So this is the first evidence of true spirituality. The second is, he says, and labor of love. So true love produces labor. In other words, if I truly love the Lord, and Ken, if I truly love you, then there will be evidence of that love more than just words. That there will be labor. And the word labor here is a Greek word that's different from work. And it means to labor to the point of exhaustion. Not just when it's convenient or easy for me to show my love for the Lord and for you, but that I really invest myself fully in God's work. And Ken, I know you're always trying to get me to calm down and not work so hard. Yeah, you remember those conversations. And there is a Sabbath principle, and we need to have periods of rest. But there needs to be explosions of of labor and work and serving the Lord. As long as we're here on the earth, there's work for us to do to serve Christ. And true love labors. That's what this is saying. There's no way to translate this or interpret this any other way. And then he says, in steadfastness of hope. And hope here is a very positive certainty about the future. It's really the forward glance of faith that I have an absolute certainty and assurance based on the promises of God of what will take place in the future. And it produces steadfastness. If I am ambivalent about the future, then I'm not going to be steadfast today. If I don't think tomorrow is going to work out well, then I'm just going to hang it up today. But if I have a hope that is anchored in the return of Christ, the blessed hope, then I am going to be working and laboring, and I'm going to be steadfast in that. And I'm going to keep pushing ahead in the will of God to serve him until he comes back for me or until he calls me home. And we are to do all of this in our Lord Jesus in the presence of our God. Time doesn't really permit us to work out these prepositional phrases, but suffice to say, our faith is in Christ. Our love is in Christ, and our hope is in Christ. It's all in Christ. And Christ is at the right hand of God the Father. And so right now we are to do this as he's in the presence of the Father with our hope, faith, and love riveted upon the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what that means. So let's talk about it, Ken.
Well, I think you said this, but when we look at the word hope,
yeah,
it's not, I hope I break 75 today.
Because you know you're going to break 75 today.
No, I understand. But this hope is not a wish, is
mm-mm,
it?
Mm-mm.
This hope is what?
It's an anchor for the soul.
It's a certainty.
It is a certainty. It is a guarantee that I have about the future, that God is in control,
yeah,
that God is orchestrating events, that God has a plan, that God has a purpose for my life, that God has numbered my days, that Christ is soon to return, that he will reward me for my labors at the judgment seat of Christ. I mean, all of that is a hope for the future. And that should energize us, Kent, that it's really worth it to serve the Lord.
Yeah.
It matters. It's
sure
making
matters.
A difference for time and eternity. And yeah. God sees.
Yeah.
And God is using that. So I must have this kind of a hope in me. We're not just pouring water into the sand in the desert that's not going to have any effect.
Yeah.
No, our labors, God is using that to impact souls for Christ.
And Steve, I also love what you mentioned about the work of faith and the labor of love. You know,
yeah,
you're the hardest person I know, working harder than anybody I know.
I am the hardest person.
You're the hardest person I know, but you're the hardest worker I know. And I know others like John MacArthur who just works. And I think our society, and this is a comment, and then I want you to say so, our society tends to think, hey, you need to relax, they're trying to go to a 4-day week work week now, and as soon as you can, you need to retire and travel and relax and prop up, and the scriptures couldn't be further from the truth, right?
Absolutely.
That even if we do retire from our work, as believers, we should be having our shoulder to the plow, right?
Amen.
There should never be grass growing under our feet.
Amen.
That's not biblical, is it?
No, it's not, Ken. I mean, thank you for saying that. We may retire from the factory. We may retire from the office. We will never retire from God's work.
It should even give you more time.
It gives you more time,
yeah,
to invest into what God is doing in the world, in your,
yeah,
local church, in,
yeah,
other ministries.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you retire, it's not just for you to go to the beach and just sit there and watch the ocean waves come in and out. When you retire from work and you're a Christian and you're a believer, that gives you more time to pray.
Mm-hmm.
That gives you more time to volunteer your services. It gives you more time to witness. It gives you more time to study the Bible. It gives you more time to encourage other believers. It gives you more time to invest your life in the things of God. It gives you more time to read theology and Christian books to sharpen your understanding of who God is. So, Kent.
That's a great word. It's countercultural.
It is so countercultural. And labor and work here are the fruit of a faith in God and a love for God. And so the more you love God, the more you want to serve God. I mean, that's just the way that it works. The more a mother loves her children, the more she's up through the night, the more she's up early. This is a healthy Christian life. And I admit, we have to learn how to pace ourselves. There is the Sabbath principle. There is time that we need to rest, to recharge our batteries.
Sure.
So that we can come out of the starting blocks the next time. I understand all that and believe all that. But nevertheless, we must work the works of Him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no man can work. John 9, verse 4. Well, I hope that this has spoken to where you are. In fact, I know it has spoken to where you are because it's the Bible. It's the Word of God that's living and active. And it speaks to every heart in every situation. So I trust the Holy Spirit will make application for you in your life as a result of this passage that we have looked at today. Please be with us for our next episode of Steadfast Hope. God bless you.